what's included in these draft regulations are national standard that 18 is a minimum age to purchase. New York has had that minimum age for a little bit now. Some states have, many states have not. This adopts a uniform regulation. There needs to be ingredient disclosure and disclosure of manufacturing processes.
Dr. Andrew Hyland is with Roswell Park Cancer Institute. He says the FDA's plans will be the first of several steps for e-cigarettes to follow the same guidelines as cigarettes. Currently, the FDA is only able to regulate cigarettes, smokeless tobacco, and roll-your-own tobacco. But if approved, the FDA will be able to set new rules on e-cigarettes, cigars, and hookahs. Hyland says there are plenty of reasons to be optimistic that e-cigarettes are a good alternative for smokers. But he adds there are also plenty of reasons to be cautious of them.
There are toxic emissions that come off of e-cigarette vapor. However, the levels of that are a lot lower than what you see with active cigarette smoking. In terms of are e-cigarettes maybe the next best alternative, the answer to that depends on whether or not one switches altogether from cigarette smoking, or if some people actually are using e-cigarettes as a reason not to quit. It's a crutch for them to continue to smoke when otherwise they would have stopped altogether.
The FDA proposal does not restrict the marketing of e-cigarettes or the flavors they come in. Hyland says he was surprised because those factors tend to attract young people to the products. The regulatory plan is open to public comment for 75 days, and then the FDA will make final changes. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.